Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.
Tis the season.
Yeah, it is the season. But it's a weird season this year because markets are down, inflation is high. And I read a report recently. It was out in the last, call it 3 weeks to a month. And it was looking at the effect that it's, you know, this weird environment is having on people. And it concluded that the poll said 22% of Canadians are going to rely on charity in the next 6 months.
One in five.
Yeah. And that's it was interesting. When I was reading it, they said, if you're in the mall, look around the mall and look at five different people. Okay, and one of those people expect to rely on charity.
Well, look at four because the fifth could be you.
Yeah, well, that's true. Right?
Right.
That's exactly right. Right? But in that group, one of them expects to rely on charity. Now, there are people that are still charitable in an environment like this. And I thought we should talk a little bit about that. Right? Because it's a difficult environment. We get to the end of the year. Your portfolio could be down. You're feeling the effects of inflation. There are lots of people, perhaps in a worse situation than you. You still want to be charity. What do I do?
Yeah, you know, when you look at this city and this province, charitable giving has been phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And I think in times like this is when we get together and help each other out. And inflation may not have impacted everyone, but
it certainly hasn't impacted them in the same way.
Fair. But it has impacted many.
Yes.
When you look at the change in the economy, it has impacted many.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where the prediction is one in five Canadians are going to need some sort of help along the way.
Yep.
And so here's the opportunity for us to help out.
Right.
The question is, how do we do it?
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the ideas you have or tips that you can provide to help these organizations that help the people who need it?
Yeah, and help the people. You know, as I was reading that report, Faisal, I stopped to think and I started writing down just some ideas around what people can do. Let me throw the first one out to you. Often what happens is we're not particularly strategic in our giving, right? You give little bits along the way. And then perhaps you want to give a larger amount and we get to December. And in a year like this, you think, oh, my portfolio is down. It feels difficult to do that. Well, one of the things that I thought would be important is if charitable giving is part of your lifestyle, do it monthly. Build it into your lifestyle plan so that it doesn't feel like it's a lump sum, it's an expense, you know, if it's a bad year. It's just part of your giving plan, right?
Yeah.
It's part of the way you live your life.
Yeah.
Spread it out. It doesn't feel so daunting then when we get to the end of the year. So that's number one. How about a donation allocation? We talk about asset allocation all the time.
Yeah.
Right? A donation allocation, as I was sort of thinking through that, is prioritizing the kinds of things you want to support. So start at a high level. Church, environmental causes, children's charities, take your pick. It doesn't really matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And this could be a fun exercise with a family. We take these broad areas and we say, these are the key areas for us for whatever they may be. And we're going to allocate of our total giving that amount. And then dig down into the specific charities that you want to support.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so it becomes strategic. It can be a family exercise. You can teach kids about being good stewards of wealth.
And kids could be all ages, because there's a lot of adult children of our clients or listeners and viewers of the show who are not as charitable as their parents.
That's right.
And their parents wish that was part of their core value system.
Right.
And so you can include this as part of the conversation and have a donation allocation program or plan.
Yep. There's some tax strategic ways to give as well, right? We talk about not just cash, but donating securities in kind. And when we do that, in a year like this year, you might have positions that are down. You can take the loss, make a donation, right? And then still get the tax credit. But if you have positions that are up and we're in an oil and gas town, it's been a good year for oil and gas, you may have big gains in certain positions. Well, you can shelter paying the taxable portion of the gain by a donation in kind.
I think this is an important piece because a lot of Canadians first make money in their portfolio, and mm-hmm. we're talking about non-registered assets
yes.
here, not RSP
yep.
or TFSA. They make money in that portfolio, they sell the investment, they pay the tax on it, they get the cash in their bank account, then they make the donation. And so they've already paid tax and then make the donation. So you have less money to
right.
give. So you could actually give the same amount or more
right.
and not have that tax exposure. Again, get proper tax and financial advice on this before you do it. And make sure the charity you want to support or the organization you want to support can receive those types of investments that you they can use towards the organization. So just have a little bit of a second thought before you just whip out the checkbook mm-hmm. or use your credit card. I think that's great to do that, but I think there it could be a strategic way of doing it as
yeah.
well.
How about the notion of donating life insurance? And life insurance can be a valuable financial tool in many aspects, and it that would include charitable giving. And there's a number of ways to do that. We don't have the time to go into all of the aspects of it today, but a policy can be assigned or purchased for that purpose. There's lots of different ways to do it, and it can enhance the overall amount that
and
you're going to give.
And that's what I like about it. So personally, I have a policy that has a couple of charitable organizations, and the premiums that I'm paying, that is a deduction to me today.
Mm-hmm.
But the payout upon my death is way higher than what I would have ever given.
Right.
Feel free to reach out to us at morethanmoneyradio.com. Contact us, and we'll give you this list, some ideas, and we can connect you with some great strategies on how to help these organizations that you want to support. Now, part of giving is knowing that you're also financially secure first.
Yep.
And as you go through retirement, you want to make sure that you're good in order for your ability to help others as well. So how do you know you're going to have income for the rest of your life? How do you know you're going to be able to grow your portfolio so you don't have to worry about these high inflation numbers? You want to make sure that your healthcare is taken care of. All these different issues that come up in retirement, we're going to show you the strategy or the solution to the big problem of retirement on Tuesday, December 6th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You need to register for this, so go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
Kieran 770 CHQR and More Than Money.